This week, the Trump administration announced what it terms emergency permitting for energy projects, streamlining a sometimes years-long process down to 28 days. Opponents say that will mean time in court. The U.S. Interior Department plans to alter the National Environmental Policy Act, Endangered Species Act, and National Historic Preservation Act so that projects around oil, gas, coal, minerals, and more can proceed without the agency approvals those laws require. The department says it's part of President Donald Trump's January National Energy Emergency Declaration, but Eric Mulvar with Western Watersheds Project says there isn't one.
The idea that there's some kind of national energy emergency is a lie that the Trump administration is making up to justify an extra legal approach to approving energy projects and skipping past the environmental safeguards that Congress put in place.
He says the move risks historic sites, wildlife habitat, and recreation opportunities on Montana's 30 million acres of public land. Mulvar adds he expects energy projects brought under the new streamlined permitting will be overturned in court. The announcement comes just one day after the Interior Department's draft strategic plan for the next 4 years was leaked. A big idea cited in the draft is to, quote, release federal holdings to allow state and local communities to reduce costs, and in parentheses, housing. Mulvar says that would essentially put federal responsibilities in the hands of smaller entities.
These state and local governments have a distinct tendency, particularly in conservative parts of the rural West, to want to maximize industrial development, maximize local communities' abilities to line their own pockets with really little consideration to the long-term health of the land.
Strategic goals listed in the plan include to restore American prosperity and ensure national security through infrastructure and innovation. I'm Kathleen Shannon with Big Sky Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.